Insecurity is the biggest turnoff. One of the biggest obstacles men face is insecurity. This is the one thing that will render you completely unattractive to any woman. Women can detect insecurity and neediness immediately, and there's nothing that will turn her off quite as much as an insecure guy. A man who doesn't feel comfortable in a certain situation or is uncomfortable with who he is will come across as being insecure. He may try to appear confident, but it is quite clear that is only an act because he is trying to gain approval at the same time through what he says or how he acts. Some examples of insecure behavior include allowing others to make the decisions. So, if you are always waiting for her to decide what you will be doing or where you will be going, she will think you are insecure. Women like it when men decide what is going to happen and then they simply do it. If she wants to do something else, she will tell you, but don't always expect her to make the decisions. Another way you come off as being insecure is if you are constantly arguing about everything. Even if you are right, it just makes you appear insecure that you have to argue with every little thing just to prove you are right. You also want to avoid crowding a woman in the beginning or being too touchy-feely. You need to be a little more laid back and let her become comfortable with you, or she will think you are insecure. If you are constantly touching her, she will either think you only want to get her into bed or that you are afraid she is going to run away. Women and sex. Let's get something straight. Women love sex just as much as men. Society has simply made it a taboo topic, but the truth of the matter is that women enjoy sex and, yes, they talk about it with their girlfriends all the time. Okay, it's true that they aren't as fixated as men are, but they still will find themselves magnetically drawn to a man who is a skillful lover. Finding a man who knows how to please a woman in bed is not easy, as most guys are quite selfish in this department. Women are different than men when it comes to sexual pleasure, and their mind needs to be involved just as much as their body, or there won't be any fireworks. Most guys just rush through it, without realizing that it takes much more than a wham, bang, thank you ma'am to please a woman in bed. You need to brand the word foreplay into your brain with a red, hot poker, because if you get the foreplay right, women won't be able to help themselves. You will end up having to beat them off with the stick. Foreplay is more than sex, it's all the little details that will get her imagination fired up and wanting more. It's about well-placed touches when you are out with her. It's about softly telling her what you would like to be doing with her even though you are in public. It's about setting the mood and building the anticipation. The more sexual tension and anticipation you build, the quicker she will melt in your arms. How does this affect your ability to date any girl? Women pick up on things like this quickly because they are masters at reading body language. And a man who knows how to please a woman exudes a certain confidence that says, I am going to rock your world, and women can pick up on that. By becoming a master at pleasing women, you will not only become more attractive to women, but you will also maintain that attraction. After all, a skilled lover is a rare commodity and they won't want to let you go. Appearance. Yes, women are more attracted to personality rather than looks. But this doesn't mean that you shouldn't make yourself as presentable as possible. This is because women make a lot of decisions based on very small details. For example, if you are too casually dressed, then she will think you are simply too lazy to look after yourself, and therefore will probably have an unkempt home, and you would probably present too much work for her to be bothered with. On the other end of the spectrum, if you overdo your appearance and look too put together, she will automatically think that you probably spend more time in front of the mirror than she does, and she doesn't want to date someone who is more interested in himself than in her. Yes, getting the right balance is a little tricky, but as long as you look after yourself, and that includes losing the beer belly, you will find that more women will be attracted to you. All you have to do is pick up a magazine and see what's in fashion, spend a few dollars on some new clothes, and away you go. One thing is for sure, though. If you go around wearing a pair of jeans that have seen better days and you look 9 months pregnant, you can be certain that attractive women will not give you a second glance. You see, it simply comes down to the fact that women take time to make themselves more attractive to men, and it does take a lot of time and work, so they expect the same consideration in return, which is natural. So, if you really want to be able to date any girl, then you need to get your act together. Forget the six-pack every night and hit the gym. And don't start whining that you can never look like the muscle-bound studs that are on the cover of romance novels. No one expects you to, but you can get yourself in shape, which will not only help you find more success with women, but you'll also be healthier, which means you'll have more years to enjoy life. Why should I change? Well, you don't have to change if you don't want to. No one is forcing you to do it. But you will have to think about whether it's worth the effort if you want to be able to date any girl, no matter how attractive she is. The thing is that we don't live in a perfect world, and even if you want her to like you for who you are, no matter how you look, then you are going to have a big problem. Attractive women are approached by so many men that they need to use the outer appearance of a man to quickly decide whether or not he is worth her time. They judge the type of person you are based on the image you present, and they will be hard-pressed to look beyond an overweight and ungroomed appearance, as well as a total lack of culture. It's also a matter of self-respect. Do you have so little respect for yourself that you feel you aren't worth improving? Read a few books, get on the internet and learn a little about what's going on in the world, have a shower every day, get your hair trimmed, go to the gym, and suddenly you will find that your confidence will skyrocket as well. Fear of failure. One of the biggest problems men have is that they fail to take action because of a fear of failure. We are simply paralyzed by the fear of rejection so much that we would rather not take any action at all. The strange thing is that many men will walk into a high-risk situation without a second thought, such as a fight, whereas we are paralyzed by the thought of talking to an attractive woman. Think about it. In a fight, you are definitely going to experience some physical pain, yet we are more afraid of approaching an attractive woman than we are of getting into a fight, even though the worst that can happen is that she will say no. But what if you succeed? The payoff, in this case, is absolutely huge by comparison. Where to meet women? Finding places to meet women is not as hard as you might think, especially if you start thinking a little outside the box. Basically, you need to go to the same places they go, and that doesn't mean just going down to the pub for a pint. First, you have to decide on what type of woman you would like to date. For example, you might want a woman who is into working out, so then you should join a gym. If you are looking for a party girl, then go out to clubs. However, do remember that there are lots of guys vying for their attention in settings like bars. The idea is to simply sit down and think about where your ideal type of woman would be likely to hang out, and then start going there. Women also love the idea of accidentally meeting a man in a normal but unexpected place. The grocery store, bookstore, or mall are some good examples. The list of options of places where you can meet women is virtually limitless. You just have to use your intelligence and creativity a little bit. How to meet women? Women can smell a pickup line a mile away, and they don't really respond all that well. The problem is that while you might be a genuine guy who has been religiously studying his dating guide on how to pick up women, she will simply think that you are either a player or a weak. Smooth pickup lines usually turn on the alarm bells for most women because they think they are being played. Plus, the fact that she has probably already been told by 50 other guys how beautiful her eyes are won't help the situation much either. So, the key is to stand out from the crowd. The first thing you shouldn't do is presume they have no idea what you are doing. Let me tell you that it's a game you will fail at. Women are like predators when it comes to smelling your weaknesses and your intentions. They can smell what you want from a mile away because they are masters at reading body language. You will give yourself away before you utter the first syllable, and then you are doomed to fail. On the other hand, rather than trying to hide that you are attempting to pick her up, get great at it and you won't have to hide anymore. Remember, cocky confidence and humor are a powerful combination that you can use to your advantage. Out with pickup lines, in with conversation. One of the biggest problems with pickup lines is that they are a clear sign of the fact that you are nervous. You see, the delivery is much more important than what you actually say. If you are cool, confident and collected, you could recite the telephone book and she would still find you attractive. On the other hand, if you stutter over a pre-rehearsed pickup line, then you are clearly showing that you are nervous, which is not going to win you any points. Again, rather than starting off with some cheesy pickup line, your chances increase tenfold if you engage her in an interesting topic, asking her opinion. This works really well if you ask her to offer her opinion on a controversial subject you are debating with a friend. 1. She will be more likely to answer because women don't like to be rude for the sake of it, and 2. It's a great way to draw her into a lengthier conversation which will allow her to see who you really are. If you simply ask whether you can buy her a drink or not, she can say no, thanks, and leave. However, if you ask her opinion on whether or not women earn less in the workplace than men doing the same job because you have been debating it with your friend, you will spark her interest and she is more likely to stick around and argue her point. The phone number or email address. For some strange reason, most women are more comfortable giving out their email address than they are their phone number. And, in fact, email is a much better way to start off the conversation because they also tend to become a little distant on the phone. By using email, she will be more comfortable with you as she will gain a little insight into how you think. She will also be pleased that you took the time to think about what you are going to say to her. Another great thing about email is that she will be more likely to answer an email because you are more likely to reach her than by calling her. And, she can answer at any time, unlike if you call her and she is at work or in the middle of a meeting. The secret to asking for a phone number or an email address is to use a little humor and confidence. For example, a great way to get an email address is to ask her whether she has email or not. When she answers yes, simply take out a piece of paper and pen and pass them to her, essentially taking her yes as an acceptance to give it to you. Then, while she is writing, you can try to get her to write down her number as well, or wait to get her number via email. Since women see little risk in giving out their email because being harassed by email is quite unlikely, you are usually better off exchanging a few emails first and then asking for her number. Yes, you still need to appear confident when asking for her email, so, to build up your confidence, simply practice getting phone numbers and emails from women. You can go to the mall every day and practice so you can get over your fear of rejection. The more rejections you receive, the less they will affect you. Conclusion. If you want to be able to date any girl, no matter how attractive she is, then you need to cultivate the personality traits that she finds attractive. Even though some guys are born with these traits, they can be learned, and since women are more attracted to a man's personality and how he makes her feel than his looks, there is really no obstacle in your path other than yourself. If you learn to eliminate your limiting beliefs, your confidence will grow, which will make you much more attractive to women. A woman will go out with an average-looking guy that has a mediocre financial solution in a heartbeat over a rich, great-looking guy if the former makes her feel wonderful while the latter acts like a jerk. Remember, the only thing standing between you and success with women is you. Learn to be more attractive to women and you will find that nothing can stand in your way.